This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And in studio this evening, we have...
Arif Rafhan.
There we go. He is an illustrator, as I mentioned. He's a comic book artist. He's a good friend of Zan Asley. He used to work in IT and no longer doesn't. Right?
When I look at when I look at Arif, he reminds me of... Zan Asley.
You can see they're really good
his
friends.
His hair,
right?
I know his hair and moustache, and he was just telling me about his kids. They're good friends as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, best friends.
Best friends. Are you teaching his kids how to draw as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
But they're not really impressed with my drawing. So.
Really? Why not?
Maybe they're too young.
No, I think they saw me draw like all the time.
Uh-huh.
So it's, mm-hmm. it's not really... something new,
right? It's not something new or special yeah. anymore. You're not that superhero anymore. You're just the uncle who come around and always drawing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right, folks. We have a giveaway this evening. 016-201-9000. If you want to win yourself some pasta from the B, all you need to do is answer this question.
Yes, al dente is pasta that is cooked so it is firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when translate from Italian?
Mm. So, what does al dente mean when you translate it?
Yes. So, send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
Right. Just a slight detour here. If you haven't been keeping track of the news, there's a whole bunch of news stories happening over in England, currently being called or dubbed Piggate for the British Prime Minister, as we also know him as David Hammeron. If you haven't heard the story, what's happened is apparently there is a new biography coming out in which it is stated he did something rather disgusting with a dead animal. And just, you know, just for a bit of laugh, I thought we'd play this.
Getting piggy with it.
There you go, David. That was for you, my Prime Minister.
Oh, my.
That's what happens when, you know, history
Who
comes back
that?
To haunt you. That was David Cameron. Hammeron, sorry.
Am I serious?
Yeah, basically what happens is there's a guy in the UK who goes by the name of Cassette Boy. Mm. And he takes politicians' speeches and he edits them down to create new songs and new sounds and whatnot. And that's what he came up with in less than 12 hours after the whole Piggate thing went live. So there you go.
Cassette Boy. A boy band.
Head over to his YouTube page. It's well worth a watch. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, if you want to get in touch this evening, 016-201-9000 for the competition. I'll ding it myself, Adeline. Also, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. You may actually hear getting piggy with it throughout the show. Anyway, as we mentioned before, we have Arif Rafhan in the studio. Now, briefly before the show, we were discussing about your move from IT and you saying you did that for 11 years involved with e-learning.
That's right.
So you've always been involved with like with kids and teaching people one thing or another.
Not kid. Focusing on adult learners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did you suddenly decide, look, I've had enough of the suit and tie jobs. I've had enough of the keyboards. I want to get pens and papers and ink out again.
I was drawing since I was a kid. So I think... after 11 years, I think I can leverage more on drawings.
Right.
And expand my skills in drawings since I doing less drawing for the past 11 years. So I delved into that once again.
Are you one of those folks that doodles constantly?
Now, yeah.
You know you were sat at your computer before, right? Mm-hmm. And you're typing in whatever it is you're typing in. I'd be sat there with a little pen just doodling away.
Not me.
Not you?
No.
Really?
No. I usually plan ahead whatever I want to draw.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not improv doodler, right. As I could say. But yeah, I usually every day I would come up with one drawings and I put it on my Instagram account.
Every day.
For the sake of it. Yeah, every day.
But what's your process, you know, in terms of like, you know, thinking ahead before you start drawing, you know? What's the process? What do you have to do? Like, do you have to look at something to get inspired?
Not really. It's more of a it sounds cliche, but it's the aha moment, you know, whenever, like, one day I was waiting at the clinic and then I saw this, the shelf where they put the records in. And then I found out, like, it's like a grid, like a matrix. So I take out my sketchbook and I start drawing.
Mm.
You know, those kind of things that you least expected.
Right.
But what were
sounds
you doing?
Cliche, but.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were you doing before you started drawing? Before, like, what do you do? Like, you know, the past 11 years, you know?
More into multimedia, animations, drawings as well, illustrations. Yeah, but in that industry, I cannot... The value of the drawings is not as much compared to what I do now. So that's where I'm looking at.
I mean, you've got some big clients as well right now. From what I'm looking at, Sime Darby, Mara, Intan, Maybank, Talent Corp.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. You're a man in demand. Right?
For the e-learning industry, yeah. e-learning industry. It's a package, right? With the software, with the teaching value, the methodology and whatnot. So
okay, we'll take a very short break. We've got some ads coming up. We've got a little bit of the Dandy Warhols. Don't forget, it's 016-201-9000. You want to win yourself some tasty pasta by answering this question.
Now, al dente is a pasta that is cooked so it is firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when it translates from Italian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
Back in a moment, folks. You're listening to BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jung.
And I'm Arif Rafhan.
Arif Rafhan. See, he's got a manly voice.
Yeah.
Right, competition giveaway, folks. 016-201-9000. Do you want some pasta?
Yes, we are giving away 3 pasta, all thanks to the bee. Now, if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Al dente is pasta that is cooked so it's firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when translate from Italian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
Okay then, Arif, tell us about Super Doofus. It's what a name. I love it. Where did it come from?
Well... I don't know, just that...
You sat around in the mamak, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, just that usually superheroes have very definitive meaning. Not really definitive, not all superheroes have a definitive meaning, but very strong, you know, straightforward. So I was thinking of a name, something like an anti-hero or, you know, something that defined me in a way. So doofus is.
Do you see yourself as a doofus?
Yeah, sometimes. No, I mean, yeah, sometimes.
I don't think
especially
so.
Especially to my kids, that you know, I'm a bit doofus to them sometimes. Right. So I use that as a something that I find it pretty, you know, ironic in a way. Super and then doofus. You know,
but this is the main core of what you do, Super Doofus now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the entity represent me so that I can go into corporates and whatnot.
And do these, what do you call them? Graphic recordings? You've been doing that as well?
Oh, yeah. Graphic recording, not full-time upon request or invitation. So
just quickly explain what graphic recording is.
Okay, people giving speeches or giving talks. Yeah. So... we at the back or at the side, we with a big board and markers, and we scribe and put it in visuals, whatever the speaker says.
So you're making like post-it notes of the speech, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, 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 but in a graphical format.
I read that you did Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, I
did.
How
was that?
Sweet memory.
I bet it was, yeah. Oh,
that was last year, when he arrived?
Yeah, last year.
Wow.
And it was fun. I mean, yeah, because it was a LISA, is a leadership conference.
Yeah.
I think done by Bank Negara, and then most of the speakers they are you know what they call it about the relativities and all the what do they call it?
I don't know.
Science. It's not. It's a different level of science. They call it.
Now you got me thinking. Go on anyway.
Yeah.
Carry
it's
on.
Like a supernatural science. I don't know what to call it, but except for him, he talked about his experience in Apple. So,
right.
You know, something that after you scribe about this this astrophysicists and all those people, they talk about science, I have to scribe, you know, your brain getting kind of tired. And then this guy, he was like the last speaker of the day, and then he talked about his experience in Apple and then how he pranked people and whatnot. So it's kind of, you know, as a like a, it's the last speaker that give me satisfaction. In
so
way,
a bit
know?
Of a boost at the end of the day.
Yeah. Exactly. Ah. It was fun. If you look into his speeches on YouTube, he talks about the same thing.
Yeah.
But you know, to see him talk in person, it's different, actually.
I bet it must have been inspiring as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about this friendship with Zan Asli and how you got involved in, because...
Do we have to mention him here?
Very briefly, I know you did the graphic for his
The Afghan.
He went to Afghanistan a few years ago, and then after a year and a half, we talk about doing this graphic novels as his another medium of his reporting in graphic novels. So we talk about it, and then we propose it to publishers, and it got accepted by MPH. So we did that for a few months, and it was a fun project. It was, to me, it was a very easy project for me because we've known each other for so long since college, and we don't have to ding-dong a lot on the
so
feedbacks.
For the entire book for Care Light in Afghanistan, so do you have to like read through the entire thing to actually sketch it out, or
just for the structure of the story, the narrative? I need to watch all the document, the video series, and the articles just to get the structure of the story. For the feels and the look and feels and whatnot.
In terms of the image and all, how would you actually sketch it out?
We talked about it for quite a while. You know, I mean, after he came, even while he was there, he keep on messaging me when he heard a bomb. You know,
this doesn't surprise me at all.
And then, you know, the immediate effect of the whatever he experienced. I got to feel it. I mean, he when he was scared or when he was excited and whatnot. So, and then he came back from Afghanistan. And then we talk about it over Mama. Lots of time.
It's always about Mama.
Yeah. And then you know, it's not hard for me to get the feelings of the story. It's just that we need to make sure that the story structure is as tight as possible, and the narrative really gel from one chapter to another, even though it's a vignettes of stories.
Right.
So the journey of him from alone, being alone in Afghanistan, until he met with the Malaysian troops and until the end. So then we sat on that. Then I start drawings.
Okay, so I do know that you're working on another novel, a graphic novel.
Yes.
That's out very soon, next month or the month
less
after.
Than a month, yeah.
What's
excited?
Nervous, as usual. It's called Pelumpang Reality. The proposal was in English, actually. I call it Reality Bees Lab.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like Reality Bites, but harsher. So I propose it to several publishers, and then Marplay Comics, new upcoming comic publisher, contacted me, and then they said, okay, we are interested. Why don't we come up with a full story and whatnot? So, and then it again, it has Zan in it. It was our experience in our early 20s. Me and my other five friends from college, we went to Thailand. And then...
Oh dear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right? And then one of our friends was getting married. So we went there, you know, for not bachelor party, but, you know, Malaysianized bachelor party. So,
sure. Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
And then we continue our journey throughout Southeast Asia, and it ended in Jogja.
Nice. Okay, we've got to move on. Very quickly, if you want to get in touch, it is at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Right now, though, it's time for news from page two.
What's all the shouting?
What's all that shouting, Richard?
It's all about Airbnb. Now, there's been quite a bit of mud thrown around for Airbnb over the last couple of months, actually. But this one is something that I read today, and it's about a couple from San Francisco who, what they did is they hired this guy from a website called trustedhousesitters.com. So you're leaving town for a few days, you don't want to leave your house unattended, you've got pets. Instead of putting the pets in like a pet hotel, they decided to hire a guy that they found on this website. So that's what they did. They paid a bunch of money to this guy, and then... whilst they're on their travels, they get an SMS from some other friends of theirs who said, oh, thank you very much for letting us stay in your apartment this weekend. And they're like, huh? What the heck is going on? So it turns out that the guy who they'd hired, this trusted house sitter, had actually hired out their house whilst they were away for somebody else to stay in.
Oh, come on.
Right? And this couple that had stayed in this apartment had paid $2,000 for 5 days to stay in their apartment. So that's 8,600 ringgit to stay in an apartment in San Francisco, and it was their friend's apartment who they hadn't given permission to. So this is the kind of thing that's been happening quite a few times, and Airbnb are coming down really hard on people that do this because it, apparently it's become a bit of a problem.
I mean, you can't do that, right?
They did.
It's like subletting, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I mean, don't you have, like, you know, you need, when you hire, I call it a house sitter, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you hire a house sitter, don't you have to, like, you know, sign a contract or something to make sure?
Exactly. They did. They met up with this guy. They did a police check. They did the whole thing. Apparently, you know, he was on his reviews, it's like, oh, he feeds the cats. He looks after the plants. Everything is okay. It's all good. But when they came back, they were like, what the heck has happened? Stuff's been moved around. People have been staying in our apartment.
Well, that's very cheeky of them.
Very cheeky, right? Very cheeky.
And smart.
And smart, yeah, but very cheeky. We don't condone this behavior, but it's smart, and you can make a lot of money. Anyway, we should probably
move
on.
Well, you get caught as well.
If you get caught.
If you get caught.
Okay,
yeah.
We need to move on. We've got some songs coming up. We're going to be back with some more news from Page 2 after the break. But if you want to get in touch, 016-201-9000. I got a ding. And answer this question.
Al dente is pasta that is cooked, so it is firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when translate from Italian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
It's all about the modern lovers here on BFM 89.9. It's that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Arif Rafhan.
Okay, just to let you know, folks, we do have a giveaway. It is for pasta from our friends over at the B, 016-201-9000.
Two dings for you.
Answer this question.
Yes, al dente is pasta that is cooked, so it is firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when translate from Italian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
Okay, so just before the break, we had a news story about how dangerous it could be if you're hiring your place out on Airbnb. Adeline, what do you got?
Toilets!
Oh, gosh.
Public toilets.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, mm-hmm. So Moscow's metro system serves about 7 million people per day across 196 stations.
Okay.
196 stations.
Okay.
And now, Moscow, they just built the first ever toilet, first and one and only toilet in one of the stations.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
196 stations and they haven't had a public toilet at all?
No, at all.
This is Russia we talk about. We know how much vodka they drink in a day. How could they possibly not want to go to the toilet? I mean, but seriously, you know.
But I'm surprised. Like, how can you not have toilets in train stations?
Uh-huh.
How can you not have toilets?
And what about all those?
It's too cold. You can't.
What do you mean too cold?
No, you can't smell it.
I mean, Arif, you've got kids, right?
Yeah.
So you know how often they need to go to the toilet, yeah, right? Can you imagine if they were stuck underneath there? You need to hold it. You need to hold it.
No, I think we have a same experience. I think in Europe, we were in Spain.
Uh-huh.
And my wife needed to go to the loo.
Yeah.
And then the toilet there, I mean, the public toilets in the bus station,
mm-hmm,
far worse than what we have here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that they have built the first toilet. It will be the worst toilet in Russia.
Either be the worst or the greatest.
No.
Most palatial.
No, I have to tell you, uh-huh, I need to prove you wrong.
Oh, okay.
Well, mm-hmm, according to the article, okay. So this one toilet in 196 station, okay.
Mm-hmm.
People can actually use the toilet by using their travel cards. And then the cubicle even has sensors to alert people if they leave their belongings behind.
Ooh.
But can you imagine how long this queue is going to be?
And there's also an alarm which sounds if someone has to has been inside for more than 15 minutes.
Right. Okay. So they need to get people out as soon as they can.
Yeah, but 15 minutes is quite long. How long do you need to use the toilet?
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not going to answer that question.
Unless you're doing
business,
number two.
If you do your business and surf Reddit at the same time, it will be more than
15
minutes.
A Redditor. Yeah. Oh, no. That's dangerous.
Because the reason why they built this particular one toilet is to, apparently, as a trial.
A trial.
Uh-huh. So to see if maybe they can actually build more toilets in other stations.
If they need more.
196 stations. Now they have 195 stations more to actually build.
I think it's a rather wise idea to build more toilets. Okay, yeah. Arif, I know you have a story. What is it?
Antonio Banderas.
Ooh.
Okay.
A fashion designer.
No way!
Yeah, exactly.
Actor to fashion designer?
Yeah, last month he enrolled into this prestigious Central St. Martin's. I don't know the school.
It's a fashion school in London.
Uh-huh.
Alma mater of John Galliano. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Stella McCartney.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's daughter. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that. Alexander McQueen. I don't know.
But seriously, capes for women, yay. But capes for men,
yeah,
name.
That's the main motivation for him to enter fashion world because so that he could keep sexy back. You know?
From men? No, come on. I mean, would you ever date a man who wears a cape?
Unless you're a superhero. Come on.
No, okay. 10 years ago, you wouldn't go out with a guy with a...
A mustache,
right?
Oh, one of the big ones.
The hipster ones, uh-huh. Right? So nowadays, it's a trend. I mean, right. You cannot tell what would the fashion...
Yeah, but I have to tell you that. I have to tell you this, that you know, not everyone can be a fashion designer.
This is Antonio Banderas.
You cannot. Yeah. Look at Kanye West.
How much money is Kanye West making from his Yeezy things?
Yeah, but he can't design.
Most artists just slap their brand on wherever right. They just hire a designer. But this guy start from the bottom.
He's going back to school.
Yeah, going back to school.
Well,
cut
at least
the
he goes
fabric,
to school, but not
you know,
Kanye
measure
West.
Things, become a tailor, real tailor. I have respect for this guy. You know?
I have respect for him,
yeah.
But there is no... I'm saying this now categorically on air. There is no way I'll be wearing a cape. Never. Never.
Maybe not in Malaysia, but maybe back in the UK, right?
No, not even then.
My friend Sherlock Holmes.
Richard, I will not judge you. Just be honest. I will not judge you.
Okay, all right. it's almost time for quiz, but before we do that, let's have a bit of this. Let's get Piggy with it.
Getting Piggy with it.
Okay, enough of that. Right then, it's almost time
from
this thing that we call Smarty Pants. Have a listen.
Smarty Pants.
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 Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Arif, you know the drill, right?
Yeah.
Are you worried?
Yeah, but yeah, whatever.
Nervous
a bit, but...
Wait, what did Zanazdi score?
Oh, what did Zanazdi score? Do we know? What? 14.
14.
He scored 14, yes.
So it depends if you want to be smarter than him.
I'm always smarter than him.
Oh,
boom. Right then, here we go. 3 minutes starting now. In French restaurants, what is escargot?
Snail.
What Olympic sport is divided between springboard and platform events?
Dive.
Which country suffered the most amount of casualties in World War II?
France.
Oh, I need a... I've lost my... but that's wrong. Okay, starting with an R, it is a triangular frame to line up the balls at the start of a pool game. What's it called?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. Which continent is Lesotho in?
Europe?
Nope. what is the term used for a bunch of wolves or cards?
Packed.
Datuk Muhammad Noor Khalid is more commonly known as who?
Lad, yeah.
I pronounce it terribly. I always do it like that. It starts with an M. It's Spanish for killer. We use it to call the fellow who kills a bull. What do we call it?
A matador.
Katie Holmes appeared as Rachel Dawes in which of the three Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy?
Batman Returns. The Knight Rises.
That's wrong. Ludwig. Beethoven has never been married. True or false?
True.
What is the name of branch of biology that studies plants? Begins with a B.
Botanicalism.
We'll give you that. Botany. Athlete Usain Bolt advertised with which local communication provider?
Come again?
Athlete Usain Bolt advertised with which local
Cellcom.
Who is the lead actor for the upcoming movie The Martian?
Matt Damon.
Which U.S. organization has the motto Fidelity, Bravery, and Integrity?
CIA?
It's the other one.
Oh, FBI.
It is a winter Olympic sport since 1964. It is French for sled. What is it?
Luge.
Correct. Was the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas released in the 90s or the
2000s?
2000s. The Malaysian MotoGP will be held in November. True or false?
False.
Russia is so big, it has 9 different time zones. True or false?
True.
What does the B stand for in ISBN?
Books.
Correct.
Okay, wow. Respect that.
Equus ferus calibus is the scientific name for which animal? A horse or a cat?
Horse?
Starting with T, it is Greek for a three-angled measuring. This branch of mathematics is widely used in navigation. What is it?
Trigo?
Yes. Camels have 3 eyelids. True or false?
True.
What is the 6th letter in the English alphabet? Go on, count. Oh, one off. Right. Arif, we've got to take a very short break. We'll be back in a moment with some adverts first and then a little bit of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. That's one half of Oasis, who could actually write songs, otherwise known as Noel Gallagher. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
And I'm Arif Rafhan.
Otherwise known as the local Dave Grohl, apparently, according to our Instagram page.
And apparently, Arif's if John Osley would be angry.
Angry? Yeah. Oh, you think nearly swore then, Adeline.
There was almost
a on your lips.
Yeah.
Not a kiss, but a okay, we have a giveaway. 016-201-9000. If you want to take part in the competition, you've got about 9 minutes to answer this question.
Al dente is pasta that is cooked, so it is firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when translate from Italian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is left to win as well.
Okay, so just a few moments ago, before Noel Gallagher, we were asking Arif a whole bunch of questions unrelated to what he does for a living. How well do you think you did?
Okay. Obviously better than Zen, I think.
I think so too. And before the show, I noticed you were rather nervous. Now you seem to have warmed up a little bit. We're just about to go into the second hour of the show. I'm kidding. But let's go through some of the questions you got wrong first.
Now, which country suffered the most amount of casualties in World War II? Soviet Union, Russia. Starting with AR, it is a triangular frame to line up the balls at the start of a pool game. Now, what is it called? It's called the rack. Yeah, you guys act like you guys know it, right?
I knew that. I actually knew that, yes.
Which continent is Lesotho in Africa?
Africa, yeah.
Katie Holmes appeared as Rachel Dawes in which of the three Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy? Batman Begins.
Oh dear.
And finally, what is the sixth letter in the English alphabet? F.
What did you say?
You can actually count.
I was expecting you to get your fingers out and stuff, because that's what I would have to do.
I did down here. But
and you still counted wrong.
G. But I wasn't looking at it, so.
Oh dear.
F it.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Arif Rafhan scored 18 points.
Woo-hoo! Well done, Arif.
Bagus.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. It's been a load of fun. We'd like you to come back at some point as well.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be great to have Zan and Arif together.
Then we can leave the studio. Those two together, you know.
And then
what
when
it's
they do
be.
The quiz,
and then we talk about unrelated things to the listener. They cannot relate anything.
That's fine. We do that all the time. Okay. So as I mentioned, you have how many minutes left? 7 minutes. If you want to win some pasta, 016-201-9000. Answer this question.
Al dente is pasta that is cooked, so it is firm to bite. Now, what does it mean when translate from Italian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is left to win as well.
It's facts time. What have you got?
Oh, I've no one to fight with, right?
It's no one to fight with.
Me or you?
I'm asking you first. Come on.
So Oprah Winfrey's first name was supposed to be Orpah, but it was misspelled on her birth certificate.
Orpah.
O-R-P-A-H.
I think she probably did better with the one that she ended up with, right?
Yes, Oprah Winfrey.
At least you can
remember. I mean, resonance with Oprah. I mean, right. It's easier for people
name
to remember.
Orpah.
Okay, so I've got a fight that's going to blow your mind today.
Don't lie.
More people have died this year from trying to take a selfie than from shark attacks. So, this year so far, 12 people have died whilst trying to take a selfie. 8 people have died from shark attacks.
Not too far, 8 and 12, you know.
Hey, it's still a big difference.
Yeah.
It's 4. Right, and we, both myself and Adeline very recently upgraded to iOS 9 on our phones, didn't we, Adeline?
Yes, we did.
And so
it took me so long to actually upgrade
and I'm going to explain why right now. So it creates a new folder on your phone, if you don't already know, called Selfies. Okay. And in my folder, I had 51 selfies, right? Which I think is fairly decent. Adeline.
Yeah.
How many did you have?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just selfies.
Give us a number.
It's also Wi-Fi. I need to tell you guys first. It's not just selfies. Wi-Fi.
Can we just get to the point?
The action of you stretching your arm, taking a picture, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because of this show, I need to take like Wi-Fi as well.
Okay, you've got 5 seconds.
1,681.
What?
Wait, you gotta hear me out. Okay,
oh
because
God.
Our fellow colleague, David Bury, he
don't always... Don't you dare blame somebody else.
Mm-mm. No, trust me. If you want to look at my phone, mm-hmm. he likes to take selfies of himself on my phone. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you as well, Richard.
Oh, come on.
You're in the picture.
Oh, dear.
He likes to do funny faces.
1,000 how many?
1,681. Thanks to David Bury, okay?
Brilliant. Folks, you have been listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. Arif, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Say goodnight, folks.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.